Well, hello everyone. Welcome to our Ascending Masters Level 2, our final session for 2023. It will be session 14. So we are very happy to have everyone with us. And also, I posted an update on the history of the Christed Matrix because this happens to be, we're in that energy, not just of the 11-11, but the 12th anniversary of the return of the Christed Matrix. So that's a big deal, especially for our group. Milena, do you want to say hello and then get us started?
Hi, everyone. So welcome. And this is our final session of 2023, and it's hard to believe that we've come to the end of the year. So if everyone is muted, we shall begin. So everyone take a deep breath. And place your awareness within our magnificent cosmic crystalline temple of light. Making your way to your place in our section, you will see that the temple is filled to capacity today. So let's begin by acknowledging John's presence. And the council asks that I remind everyone that this magnificent temple of light exists in a frequency that is beyond time, space, and all dimensions. And if you are not already at 150%, bring your frequency up to that. Slowly increase it to 155%. Take a breath. Now slowly increase it to 160%. And as we continue today's session, allow your frequency to adjust to its most comfortable set point in that 150 to 160% range. Well, this is our final gathering, collective gathering for this year. So let us, the human members of this council, join together and express our appreciation and gratitude for the multitude of beings who are here, who support and assist us in all that we do. So let's acknowledge the Council of Elders from Sirius. The elders from Lyra. The elders from Arcturus. And the elders from the Pleiades. And let's welcome Metatron and all of the Ascended Masters. Let us also welcome Archangels Michael, Gabriel, Uriel, Raphael, and all the archangelics from Earth and the star systems. And let's express our appreciation for the many, many beings of light that comprise the full Council of 12. Also with us today, and entering the temple now and taking their place on the floor area of the chamber, are the Lyran and Syrian white lionesses and lions that were with us at the 8-8 portal. And as an acknowledgement of all that we have accomplished this year, we are being gifted with the presence of the Luminous One we reconnected with in the 8th dimension this time last year in the 2022 Light Conference. So greet and welcome these dear ones whom we have known for eons of time. So if everyone will take a breath, and then we will begin.
Well, in this session, Milan and I would like to refresh your memory about how far you have come in the last several years of our time. And I'd like to talk just briefly about this 12th anniversary of the return of the Christed Matrix. Many of us were present at that 11-11-11 conference when Yeshua, Sunat Kumara, and Lord Maitreya returned that Christed Matrix to the earth and to humanity. It was a very auspicious occasion, and little did we know what would transpire in the many years following that conference. Even though that matrix was returned at 11-11-11, it was not active. And many of you not only helped the earth receive it, but you received it within your sacred heart center. And you also received it for all humanity that was still asleep. So I wanted to remind you of that, because so much has happened on our journey into mastery in the last several years. Milena, do you want to talk about anything?
Well, just a reminder that yesterday was the 11-11 of 23. You know, in each of these portal openings, you know, increases the light and the frequency coming to the planet and to each one of us and to the light codes that we all hold in our field. They're all enhanced through these portal openings.
Well, you know, another thing is we really want to make you aware of not only how far you have come since that 11-11-11 conference, But since the ending of our journey with Mastering Alchemy and the opening of Ascending Masters, not Ascending Master, yes, but also that sitting of the divine image, which prepared us for the starting of this Ascending Masters project. So a lot has changed. You have individually and collectively changed in your consciousness, in your state of being, and your ability to hold the light that you are now capable of holding.
So this year alone has been massive in the energetics that we have received. So to that end, Joan and I thought we would do just a summary of what has occurred in these sessions this year. Because when you put it all together in a collective way, you can see how massive it has been. So we're going to do a little review of each session. When we're done, then we're going to open it up for discussions and see how these energies this year have resonated with you and how you're doing with them. So anything else before I start, Jeff?
Well, I just was going to say, I think that in this review, from the perspective of that 11-11-11 conference, and then as you have moved forward over the years, since 2012, 13, 14, 15, 16, how different you are. And I think that is really important for us to recognize the state of consciousness that we are capable of holding right now. So with that, Melaine, if you'd like to get us started on this review, that would be great.
Well, we opened the 2023 series back in March. We opened the session and the year by entering the crystalline temple of light together as a collective. And the Council of 12 delivered an opening message to us on that day. The first two sessions were the group presentations. Group one presented in the first session about quantum entanglement and the quantum field. And group two presented in the second session about quantum singularity and fractals. And we all learned so much about these topics through the mastery of these presentations. And we can now see how vital these topics were in setting the foundation for this year and how they continue to be integral to our understanding of all that has been transmitted in each of these high frequency sessions that followed. So in session three, we had a community call to discuss those presentations. And that was followed by a message from the Council of 12. And in that message, the Council began transmitting that we are not separate from the Council, but each of us is entangled with the Council. The Council spoke of the 12 streams of consciousness and how they are all unified within us in fulfilling the prime directive of this collective. And that we, the human members, are each a massive individual stream of consciousness that is perfectly entwined and entangled within the quantum field of the Council of 12. This was very significant. In session four, we were introduced to the new seating configuration within our temple. And with this change, the Council let us know that we are now working members of the Council. So many things were set in place as we gathered. The Council began by transmitting that we had entered the beginning levels of a fifth dimensional body and that the energetic template was now in place. They spoke of a seventh dimensional light prism affecting the plasmic molecular composition of the physical body and the function of the seed crystals, which in turn affects the brain. It was then transmitted about the various streams of consciousness and the many levels of prime directives that you concurrently participate in and are part of. And it's important that we bring the following portion of this session's transmission into the present moment. Neither the many streams of consciousness of the council, nor the multiple states of the prime directives merge into one, but they become coherent in a unified state. So what began to occur in our fields when we received this original transmission was that these many streams of consciousness begin to weave together, but they maintain their singularity. And this was also the case with the multiple states of the prime directive. They're interwoven, they become entwined, but you maintain your singular prime directive as the soul spirit you are. And through that transmission, we now understand the significance of why the council requested the presentations on singularity and entanglement. Another transmission that happened in the session was that our cosmic temple of light is also an acoustical chamber for sound. So this chamber, if you remember, by quantum alchemical means, now separates and transforms sound frequencies from the words, which result in you receiving the fullness of the energetic frequencies. This was a massive energetic session, and we do encourage you to review it in full during your quiet time. Then we moved on to session 5, and this was another huge energetic session. We began that session by bringing the energetics from session 4 into present time. We learned that the sound waves containing the frequencies and the codes in these transmissions are further enhanced by the ninth ray of creation emanating from source, and that these sound waves operate outside of time in the quantum field. We then received an energetically powerful activation and transmission of the third eye center, which created a major impact on the entire second triad. We then spoke about the changes that have occurred since the 2022 conference in our unified field and body. We also discussed the impact of opening the eighth dimensional time lock and our personal eighth dimensional luminous field of light. We are forever changed with the opening of that eighth dimensional time lock. So that was followed by the 8-8 infinity template activation. And next we discussed the electromagnetic, epikinetic, and echo bodies. We close this session with the Ajna Center activation. Again, this is another session we encourage you to review in its fullness. In session 6 was a community call where we did discuss this previous sessions, and we talked about how we were experiencing the new temple and then how we now experience the non-physical members of the council.
Okay, so now let's review session 7 through 13. In session 7, we upgraded the 6th and 7th DNA strands which are now operating from the quantum cosmic level. Every step was so precisely orchestrated that, and we also reclaimed our sovereignty in the body. We began alchemizing our physical body, bringing harmony to our unified field as our entire being was upgraded. You know, that upgrade of reclaiming our sovereignty in the body was also a big energetic download, because it's in that sovereignty from soul spirit that we are no longer limited by matter, by form, that we have the opportunity to change all previous misconceptions about matter, and that we cannot do anything about the way, the twists and turns that our life takes. And this is totally incorrect, as you well know. So it was in reclaiming that sovereignty of your soul spirit over the body of matter. The eighth session, in this session, we energetically became unified with the entire community of the Council of 12. We filed in together and we took our seat in a section surrounded by every member of the council. We brought our primary color, sound codes into the body and the chakra system. Our primary color and sound were mandatory for the body's energy centers to come into a multidimensional state. This upgrade was imperative for the body to receive and alchemize the influence of the ever-increasing energetics that followed in the next session. Nothing could have been accomplished without that eighth dimensional light template. The eighth dimensional light template will continue to be a huge game changer. Here again, as members, working members of the community of the Council of 12, all of these upgrades, all of these energetic adjustments make us more fully members of the council, working members, because we represent the energetics of the human form and the consciousness that is bringing that form back into its original state as it was intended. In session 9, the Council of 12 brought the first through the fifth light packets into present time. The fifth, sixth, seventh dimensional light packets began to emanate from the quantum cosmic field. Take a deep breath. These energetics that we are speaking about in this review are being upgraded at this very moment. We placed the sixth light packet in the ninth strand of DNA, and we incorporated the eighth dimensional light template into the ninth strand of DNA. It created a golden glow that was not present in the other strands of DNA. The eighth dimensional light template greatly influences all the light packets and continually upgrades the seed crystals and the pineal center through the constant sound codes that emanate from the light prisms. You activated your primary element and placed it in the Earth Star. These, again, were massive energetic sessions and bear your review more than once in the time of rest. In session 10, we welcome many master beings of light, and we downloaded the light codes that emanated from our central and spiritual sun during the opening of the 88 Lionsgate portal. These light codes are supercharged and the most powerful that we had received thus far. The portal opening provided the opening of a new passageway from Lyra to Sirius, and then to us by passing through Sirius to the Earth. The reopening of this passageway has been a long-awaited opening by the inner Earth communities. Milena continued session 10 review of the 8-8 portal and the blessings that were given at that time. Eight Syrian lions and lionesses were joined by eight magnificent lions and lionesses from Lyra, as they have joined us today. The Syrian white lion or lioness you met at last year's conference stood before you, and she transmitted and activated the next iteration of the 8-8 template and the golden infinity symbol to the next octave. Next, a Lyran lion or lioness transmitted a very different set of frequencies and ancient codes, now held by the golden infinity symbol and template. The result of both transmissions are moving you into a new timeline and octave where every one of the frequencies you hold increases continually, exponentially. In the final segment of this session, the Syrian and the Lyran elders presented us with a gift of incredible, beautiful, ancient, and sacred blessings. These blessings were unprecedented. Take a deep breath and feel that in your body right now. Next, you upgraded your light body to the seventh dimension. This upgrade was a very significant event. One of the most noteworthy and important holographic upgrades you received was the eighth dimensional light and the eighth dimensional light template surrounding your seventh dimensional light body. The sacred heart center of the seventh dimensional sacred heart continually draws from the clear crystalline heart of the eighth dimensional light and light template. Now that your light body is a seventh dimensional body of light, it begins to replicate and match the clear crystalline heart of the eighth dimensional light and light template in the unified field that surrounds your light body and your physical body. This was huge, energetic, that were given to us at that time. Session 11, we had an open discussion on the transition of John. We discussed the main points of session 7 through 10 and upgraded them to the present time. Next, Milena discussed John's gift to our group when he accessed his 8th dimensional field of light in his transition. He opened a pathway for all of us to follow when it is our turn to leave our physical body. And many of you will start to realize that your awareness of the presence of John in our meetings and in our sessions, and maybe even in your private time, is totally different than our perception of him in his physical body. You are beginning to see just who he is, like he sees you as the beautiful being of light that you are. In that session 11, we had an open discussion and a question and answer period. In session 12, we upgraded the 10th strand of DNA and placed it in the energetic field of our 5th dimensional body. We can now recover memory codes necessary for our continual evolvement and our state of consciousness while using a 5th dimensional body. One asset to that, even though we are using a 5th dimensional body, is that we have upgraded our light body to the 7th dimension. We have currently now have 10 strands of activated and upgraded DNA. Next, in this session, we learned that the master light packet operates at the quantum levels. We drew the imprint of the master light packet from the sacred heart center of our light body and placed it in the vortex of our soul star, where it began activating and functioning in fullness as it was originally intended. Take a deep breath. You can feel the massiveness of these energetics. Because we activated and upgraded all 7 light packets and wove them into the activated master packet, they are now transcendent and unequal packets of light. Huge asset to us in the coming time. Weaving the 10th DNA strand and the 7 quantum light packets into the master packet and placing them in a massive complex of our soul star and energetic resonance was established, bringing them into complete coherence with our original state of mastery. These significant activations and placements provided a major step forward on our ascension journey. Now that you have consciously placed and activated the master light packet in your soul star, a new gateway opens that provides deeper access to your soul's and your spirit's purity. In the past 2 years, ascending masters of light brought your consciousness access to your soul to levels not achievable since we fell below the eighth dimension. As the integration occurs, you will begin to truly embody your soul and experience yourself as the full essence of a soul walking around in a human body. Take a deep breath. And as you can see, session 12 was energetically potent and quite extensive. In session 13, we talked about the meaning of the Ark of the Covenant. And we upgraded the Ark of the Covenant and brought it into the present time. This Ark is now a massive Ark of light that creates a magnificent rainbow-colored arcing that extends throughout our energy field and sits in the apex of the fourth triad, facilitating our ability to use Zeon particles of thought more proficiently. The Ark of the Covenant holds the complete knowledge that you are never separate from the source of your being, and you are created in the not only in the image of that source, but you are created in the similitude of Prime Creator. This energetic means that you possess an exact replica of creative abilities and the mind to create from the vast Christos consciousness as the all that is. We now have access to the full use of 7 light packets and the master light packet. This brings a coherent function to the DNA strands of the physical body. It alters how thought is thought and brings communication and an unequaled mastery through the voice of your spirit. Next, we activated the 11th strand of creative light that is part of your spirit. This strand was first thought to be a DNA strand of the body, but it is not part of the body. It is a part of your spirit, which is eternal. It brings a refinement of consciousness relating to your mastery. It also brings the actual similitude of your spirit with Prime Creator. This activation took place at a very basic level. It must be set and integrated during our quiet time, so everyone is prepared to use it in the third and final segment of Ascending Masters of Light teaching series. And I might add, energetic upgrade series. Allow the basic energy to take hold in your field. Do nothing with them at this time. Nothing is required. Allow them to be there. And if you will do this, all will unfold much easier for you to receive them. Melita then led us in an energetic declaration. The full council requested that we, as human members of this council, create, participate, and facilitate a process in service to all of humanity. This is the first time they have set a parameter in play for a service project. They emphatically stated and wanted everyone to understand that we are not to interject or attempt to affect the planet itself in any way. From the wisdom of your brilliant soul, you brought into your highest possible frequencies of clear communication, understanding, and cooperation. These frequencies are designed to hold and radiate refined multi-level frequencies and codes of the element of love. We focused on a revolving holograph of Earth, where there are currently over 8 billion souls incarnated in human form on our planet. As the Earth spins slowly before you, pinpoints of light ignite everywhere across the planet. We connected the light into each one of the 8 billion souls, and we watched as each soul received exactly what they could hold. As Melina and I have said a few times in this discourse of review, I don't think we realize that everything was a coherent step in our evolution. The more we review these activations, the more we can embody those energetics at the upgraded level. It's not about knowing the concepts. It's about experiencing these massive energetics. And then we will know and be able to understand them fully. As you can see, as you can feel, as Melina and I have presented these reviews, that these energetics are upgrading. And you feel that upgrade. As we speak, the different upgrades that have taken place energetically. For we are meeting as a collective consciousness. So with that, let's open it for a discussion. We would love to hear some of your thoughts. We don't think there are any questions, but we don't know that. So if there are, please voice them so that during your rest time and your review time, you can benefit greatly.
I would like to say something. Excuse me. As you've been talking today, I realize how much I have changed and grown in this last year, and not just in the last year, but from my time with Mastering Alchemy and in Seeding of the Divine, and now the changes that I see in myself have been amazing. And I have to step back and look at myself and say, well done, and realize who I am. I have to deal with, not deal with, but I have to have a talk with a person that's supposed to have been helping me, and I've just realized that she has been totally in her 3D body and not grounded. She had me totally confused and disoriented on Monday as an instance happened, and I find I need to have a sit down talk with her tomorrow afternoon when she comes here, and let her know what's been going on with me and how her energy has been disrupting me and leaving me unfocused. And it took me a while to figure it out, but now that I have, I feel really confident in what I have to say to her without hurting her feelings or without blame, and just keep it to myself and what I'm seeing, and it's not working for me. So I'm excited to see how tomorrow goes when I have this conversation with her. It hasn't been that long ago. I wouldn't have been able to do this. I could not speak out for myself to anyone. And I think opened myself up to a lot of abuse because of it. And now I'm saying no more. This is it. This is who I am. So I want to thank all of you, everybody here that has been participating, because we all grow together in this. And without all of you, I wouldn't have been able to, maybe I would have been able to see it, but it would have taken me longer. And this new growth that I feel and see in myself, I really like it. It's been there all along. I just haven't been able to let it out. Like you said, Joan.
Yeah.
And a lot of those old patterns, that held us back.
You're right. Are falling away.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
It's done. I'm done. I'm done with all of that. I'm moving on.
Well, good.
It feels really good.
Good for you.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Linda.
Hi, Linda.
Hey, how you doing? Thank you all very much for just being part of this. This is like such an amazing experience. I have been channeling my soul for quite a while now. And I've become aware of the different levels of that channel, you know, the higher levels have come through amazingly so. And I have to say, I'm pretty damn impressed. I really am.
Rise and rise.
I'm like, wow, this is me. This is really me, you know? And I find it interesting because my voice, I have a definite voice when my soul is speaking. And I have recently, because of the work we've been doing, opened up to the very bottom level. And they really were really clear with me that this is the bottom level of my spirit.
Mm-hmm.
So what I did is I picture a round table in myself. And I invite my physical body, my body elemental, my soul, and most recently my spirit to come and have a voice. And when I did that to my body elemental, I realized for the longest time it had no voice. It would show up at the table, but was never allowed to speak. And so I gave it a voice a number of months ago, And it really has, it's been interesting. So I decided to do the same thing to my spirit. And it is now beginning to open up and have a voice, actually. But I'm just completely enamored with my soul, and it has a tendency to be a teacher, and it will sometimes, because I'm speaking out loud, you know, it will sometimes go, well, you know, this is what you think about this, and I'm paraphrasing this, but how about we open it up a little? And would give me a different viewpoint, you know, obviously a higher one. And I keep thinking, it's like, I must be one of his favorite students because I can hear his voice, you know.
And how long did it cultivate that voice?
Oh, God, for years, I guess.
Yeah, but that's what we're saying. Look how far you've come.
Oh, I know. I mean, I'm just so grateful. You have no idea. I really am. I'm just totally grateful. That's really all I wanted to say was that, you know, it's like most of my work is experience. You give me thoughts and ideas and I take them out and I try them out. And that's kind of how I call it. I'm doing this by the seat of my pants because I'm not a scientist kind of person. I'm an experience kind of person. And you've given me so much to work with. And the gifts are just incredible. And I don't want to take up lots of time, so thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And Joan, let's have lunch.
Okie doke.
Whenever you feel. Okay? Yeah. Okay. Anyway. Ciao.
Hello, this is Peggy.
Hi, Peggy.
Hi. I'm sorry, my computer is goofy, so I'm very anonymous. There's no phone number, no name, no picture, but I'm here.
We say your name.
Oh, okay, good. I want to keep this short because I give others a chance to express too, but this, I have to say, in all the 13 years since mastering alchemy, this has been the most physically challenging year that I've had. And it's only not only physical, but it's mental. And up until, you know, just today as I was listening, I realized that I've been doubting myself all this time. And today I had just such a felt sense of being totally with everybody in the temple, totally worthy to receive, totally grateful, not only to Joan and Melina and John, but to every single one of you all, because it is this frequency level that I've been raised to, that you've all shared. It's just like everything is coming clear. And physically, I look forward to healing more, but I just feel like I've crossed a huge line, and that I like Linda's metaphor of being at the table. And I really just feel like I'm at home, at the table with all of you. And I have had this misbelief that I've been bound by my body and my mental abilities, but I feel like maybe it's just in the frequency that I'm in right now that I feel free and I feel hopeful. And I love you all and I thank you for everything. And that's all. And I'm going back on mute. And okay, bye.
Well, we want to thank you for all the segments that you provide for our group also, Peggy. And we're thrilled that you see the beauty of who you are because we see it.
Joan, in September, I celebrated 25 years doing this work. I started with Mastering Alchemy when it was Avalon.
Mm-hmm.
And the growth and holding and not yielding to other people's opinions or, you know, who they think I am, not being the effect of that, and feeling worthy to have a seat at the table and speak my truth in my voice. This last few months has been, had I not had that, had I not had that foundation and built on that foundation and believed in it, and especially this last year with AML and that strength and that conviction that I do belong and I am at the table, I lost 4 family members and 3 dear friends in 4 months. And the ability to speak my truth to those who were grieving and give them hope is something that I feel incredibly blessed by, and helping those individuals make their transitions. Had I not had this, it probably would have been my undoing this year. I'd probably be sitting in the corner going, but I am so entirely grateful to the support of this group and the love and the dedication that everybody shows. And I just wanted to say thank you to all of you. And I'm just so incredibly, incredibly proud of allowing myself that freedom and that commitment. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Kazuko.
Hi, Kazuko.
I'm going to put my face on too.
Hi. Oh my gosh. I just feel, I'm in awe. I feel just everything, you know, everybody said, I so resonate. And, this, overview you, John and Melina, you gave us, I so appreciate. And, it's just amazing. It's just incredible. And, John, you commented, I don't remember what you said now, but it just, you know, I remembered long time ago, one of my spiritual counselors I was working with, she said, all those beautiful masters, they are just absolutely in love with themselves. And when I heard that, I couldn't, you know, even remotely relate to that. And so when I heard, John, you spoke about yourself, your reflection, and I felt, yeah, well, how do I feel? Well, okay, maybe it's not that far anymore. And it was, yeah, it just, you know, touched my heart. Everything touched my heart. So thank you so much. Thank you for everything. All the year, this year, everything. I just wanted to say that. Thank you.
You know what's so amazing, Kazuko, is that when we make those statements that you love who you are, you know what you mean by that. And your ego, it's not that it's not there, but it's been transformed through these energetics. So you can speak that from your heart and your soul.
And that is just so, you know, you just feel that in my heart. That's all I can say.
Yeah. Yes. Thank you.
But as I listen to this, it's, and Joan and I have talked about this, it's remembering the divine essence of who we are. We are these huge, magnificent beings of light. And we've just forgotten in this density. And through the course of this work, the pathway has been taking us step by step, class by class, you know, frequency by frequency, to remembering and returning to that essence. But what the beauty is, that I'm so appreciating here from all of you, because I feel it in myself, is that we're now beginning to believe it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so yes. So you are these big, big, beautiful beings. So, you know, this, just shine your light.
It's a magnificent light that you have to shine, all of you.
And know it for yourself, yes, as well. Embrace the light that you are. So that's exactly what the goal of this year specifically, has been about. To get us to that point. And we will open up next year talking even more about that soul, and which is going to lead us more into fullness of being able to then really understand who we are as spirit next. So it's all part of, but you're all right there. So it's awesome.
Well, it's such a wonderful note to finish out this year on, when everybody can speak together and seem, the ones we've heard from seem to be all on the same page as far as their transformation and their opening of their heart to themselves. And that's so important.
Right. And you know, and this year has been challenging for a lot of us. In fact, the last couple of years have been extremely challenging for a lot of us. But guess what? You can show up. You continue to show up time and time again. So that is because we're beginning to, as individuals and as our collective, to be able to draw from and hear the wisdom of our soul, that we are so much more. So really be proud of yourself. You know, and I know these classes and these teachings have been my anchor for the last couple of years, and certainly for Joan. And, you know, it's in this collective, the energy that we all create when we come together as this collective is beyond words. So I appreciate each and every one of you.
Greetings.
Greetings.
It is I, Imhotep. I always wanted to say that.
And you did it so well.
Yes, you did.
Well, first thing I want to say is thank you guys, especially Joan. Thank you so very much from the bottom of my heart. Thank you, Milena, for the work that you've done in assisting. Joan, you know, we go way back from, I met you at Master in Alchemy, and we've had a few private sessions And I remember the first one, Akanea. And I was dealing with those issues of less than and lack and getting out of your own mind. Had my experiences that I kind of probably shared a little bit, you know, when I was 18 and didn't understand any of that fully. Didn't know what it meant. And I had nobody to reach out to in all those years, just trying to search and trying to put pieces together. And then I found you in this group. And it has been tremendous. It's been wonderful, wonderful. And though I've learned a lot, it has been mainly affirmations. I came out of the Christian church. And so a lot of questions I had, you know, the preachers, they couldn't answer these questions. And my interpretation is that God made man in his own image, in his own likeness. End of story. You could have stopped right there. But then in Psalms, David said, "Know ye not that ye are God's children of the Most High?" Paul said, "Let this mind be in you that was also in Christ, who thought it not robbery to be equal with God." They didn't talk about none of these things. Christ said, "I am in my Father in me, ye in me, and I in you." So what this has been is a confirmation, an affirmation of this knowledge and understanding, this teaching that Christ was teaching, had taught all those years, but it was just misinterpreted. It was corrupted, and it had been made a religion of fear and control, of guilt. And these are the things that had to be broken away. And that's what this group has been, to tear down those barriers and understand who you are, that you are one with the all. Like you said, the foundation, singularity, quantum entanglement, fractals. Fractal is a fraction. How is it possible that a fraction contains the whole? It sounds mathematically impossible, but that's who we are, a fraction that contains the whole. So we continue to grow, and based on you know, me just scanning the internet, and you know, I listen to, you know, a lot of the YouTube, that this 1111, this portal that opened for the divine energies, the largest amount of this divine energy coming in and helping us in the world in this ascension process. And then coming again and saying that, look, the archons, all these things on the higher levels that have been controlling the earth for millions of years, now they've been defeated. The archons, you know, the grays, all these that have been manipulating the minds of men, controlling them and making them slaves. You giving your power up to them. You worshiping them because you're worshiping something outside yourself instead of understanding that the light is within you and that you too are a God. I think I'll end on that one.
Thank you.
Amen.
I think Valley was trying to talk. Go ahead, Valley.
I just wanted to make a comment. And firstly, I empathize with what everyone has said about the things that they've had to come to grips with about loving ourselves and being one with God. Finally. And what I have noticed lately, two things. When I talk to people that we have, we don't agree on things. I can kind of stay in that balanced state and discuss things. And even if I get excited about something, I still don't say anything that harms anybody in my speech or anything. I mean, I still am honoring the person I'm talking to. And I'm starting to see that spark of God in everybody now. Anybody I come in contact with, I'm starting to look at them like one of us, you know, that spark of light that may not have been activated yet, but it's still sitting there. So, and then another thing is that the things I've been, that interest me, like music, I find myself just feeling joy whenever, like, I went to the symphony, went to a small bluegrass jam and an open mic jam, and I just am feeling joy all the time being around stuff that I enjoy. It's just, you know, I start smiling, I can't stop. It's just, it's my consciousness, I guess, is getting happier. That's a big change that I've noticed lately. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, family. This is Jody. Let's see if I can't get video. There we go. Yeah, geez, Mastering Alchemy started in 2000. Started. No. Greatness. Even though I don't see mine all the time, I know I see yours. And I love you all. It's been a tough year. And this is the foundation sitting in the temple. It's just such a blessing. You know, leave it there. I love you all.
Thank you.
Hello, everyone. I just wanted to... Every session was pretty potent for me. And just brought up a lot of spiritual teachings that I felt in my heart that I knew and am remembering again. But I have to say that the experience of the Ark of the Covenant, when we first were introduced to that in MA, expanded for me, and I didn't understand why, until we upgraded it in session 13, and that just explained everything to me about my experience that I had years ago. And there's something very important about that.
Yes, there is.
And I just wanted...
It's to come.
I can only imagine, but my experience with it, expanding into our field, that's what happened to me in MA, and I didn't really understand, but it had a tremendous effect on everyone and everything around us. It just expanded into that light, and encompassed everything in for miles. That's all I can say. But I wanted that, that was a confirmation for me. And I wanted to thank, the council and, Elena and Joan for sharing that upgrade, because that really resonated with me. It's not kind of off from everybody else's confirmation about the soul, but that goes hand in hand.
Yes.
In the soul spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. You are a big part of this community, as is every single soul in this group. I just stay in gratitude personally for everything that we have been given us over the last several years. It was so precisely orchestrated. I just cannot tell you how that amazes me. I don't know why. It's because I have a very big part of myself that has a rational look at things. So yeah, thanks for bringing that up, because it was a big deal, Sandy. And I'm glad to hear of your experience. And through that experience, you have a better understanding now because of the energetics and the light that you carry. Elena, do you have any thoughts you'd like to share?
Well, as we go into our quiet time, for those of you who weren't on in the very beginning before we actually started, we're suggesting that everyone take the remainder of this year off and to enjoy some downtime, some quiet time, enjoy the holidays, be with your family, eat some great food, all of that. And then maybe, as we get into January, start doing a review of this past year's session and then last year's, and bring all of those energetics into present time before we do begin next year. Oh, the council was talking to me this morning, and they want everyone to be sure that they are aware of their primary element, and not only to know what it is, but they request that if you are not already, you begin building a resonance with that primary element. And you can, of course, do that in many ways. And one of those ways is to do the relationship with the 12th dimensional being of your elemental kingdom. And this is going to be important, because I foresee a service project next year that will involve this. So if anyone does not really understand what that is, you know, you can contact me, email me, whatever, and I'll help you figure out what it is if you have any doubts about what yours is. And before we move and close our session, so I guess if there are a couple of things I hope that you will take with you into the quiet time, and that is the absolute knowing that you are a soul inhabiting a body. And that one of the functions of your soul is assisting you in remembering that you are that pure divine light. And the only other thing is that you perhaps consciously invite the wisdom of your soul to participate with you consciously in how you move through the world. And with that, I thank each and every one of you for participating this year.
Before Melena leads us in our energetic declaration, I'd like to remind you about Kutumi's prayer. You know, we were given that a long time ago, many years. And it was designed, it was channeled by Mark Prophet years and years ago. And it was from a state of consciousness at that time. And we're very grateful to have had and still use Kutumi's prayer, because it jogged our memory of who we are. And it also helped us to start realizing that we were light, we were radiant light, and that to look at all the distortions that stand in the way from that coming to the forefront. Well, through all of the teachings and the great beings of light, the ascended masters, the archangels, the lords of light, Metatron, Michael and Melchizedek, that came to us for years in very precise energetic teachings to bring us to where we stand and sit together today. And so now we are getting an upgraded version of that Kutumi's prayer because of the consciousness that we now hold. And so this will be something that you will want to say and be diligent about, just like you did Kutumi's prayer, because it changed your life by imprinting that on your psyche. And this is another level of imprint that you need to allow yourself to have. So, Milena?
Well, if everyone has their copy of this energetic declaration, and open your mics, if you will, so we can all join together. Okay, is everybody ready?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's all join together and repeat it together.
I
am the light.
I am the light.
I am the light. I am the source of all things.
I am spirit.
I am created in the image and similitude of the similitude. I am the creator.
I am the creator.
I am refined luminous light.
I am refined luminous light.
I am the
river.
And within me, I am conscious light.
I
live and I flourish in light.
I am the
intention of light.
I am the light
wherever I may
journey.
I am creative light.
I am creative light.
That was amazing.
That was beautiful.
That was really quite awesome, because all I could see was all these massive, beautiful streams of light just coalescing, you know. So yeah, you know, it created a whole different frequency.
I am.
Yes.
I am.
That was beautiful.
I think that's a perfect way to close this year in this session. Love and blessings.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you, everybody.
Love you all.
Love and blessings to everyone.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, everyone.
John, Milena, Emily.
Bye.
You guys.
Thank you.
Everyone.
Blessings, everyone.
Thank you, everybody.
Blessings, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bye, everyone.